Thursday on More to Life, change it up. Is it time to make some changes in your life or relationships? Not sure where to start or how to keep going? We'll help you chart the path toward success. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, change it up. We're talking about making changes in your life, your relationships. If there's something you'd like to see change and you're not sure where to start or how to keep going, we're here to help you chart the path toward success. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
You know, the desire for change can come in many different ways. Sometimes it's that very positive kind of, we have so much energy and now we feel ready to take on fill in the blank, you know, some goal that we have. And we feel good about that, but we still need some support because we're not quite sure how to get to the final destination of that goal. More often, I think, our desire for change comes from just being fed up. You know, we are done with how we're being treated by someone. We're exhausted by how our days are going and that we never seem to find the balance. We're tired of arguing with certain people or having consternation in our family, so we want to change that. Whether it's a very positive motivation that you've got some positive energy behind, or you've hit that wall where you're just fed up and you feel like it's draining your energy, both things are still probably coming from the Holy Spirit, coming from a place where He wants to lead you from where you are to where He wants you to be, to give you a life with more peace, more joy, more connection, more holiness. And that is a very beautiful thing. But how do we cooperate with Him when we have to untangle all these knots, when we have to deal with other people in the midst of wanting a change?
And then, of course, there are the changes that we didn't ask for that we're having to deal with.
It is very true.
And we can talk about that, too. If change has been thrust upon you and you're not quite sure how to manage it gracefully, we're here for that, too. Today's show, Change It Up, as we talk about making change or having to make change for whatever reason. Let's talk about how to manage all of that gracefully. 877-573-7825. Call up and share. Is there a situation where you feel a little stuck in your personal life or relationships and you're not sure what the next step toward change might be? Maybe you're frustrated by your reactions to a particular person, or a certain situation is bringing out the worst in you, and you're not sure how to respond more effectively. You know, maybe there's a relationship in your life that needs healing, but you're not sure how to cooperate with God's grace to move it forward. Maybe you're being forced to face a change that you were not expecting or weren't really looking forward to.
Those are the worst.
Or maybe you're trying to help someone you care about make a change, and you're not sure how to support them in it. We're talking about change in all its forms today on More to Life. The show's titled Change It Up, and we're taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. By the way, speaking of change, tonight we are hosting our More Peaceful Family by Christmas webinar that's sponsored by Ave Maria Radio. It was scheduled for it last week, but we had to
change that because of all
sick.
This. Yes.
But that means you have another chance to check it out tonight. This is Wednesday, November 19th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 Central. You can discover how parents and kids can use the grace of the upcoming Advent season to create a more loving, connected, and caring family life. The webinar is free. Again, it's sponsored by Ave Maria Radio. If you'd like to join us, all you got to do is go there and register to AveMariaRadio.net. You'll see a slide right there on the homepage promoting the A More Peaceful Family by Christmas webinar. Just click on that, fill out the form, and we will see you tonight, Wednesday, November 19th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
And if you're saying, I can't make it at that time, or what if the baby has to go to sleep at that time and I can't do it? It's okay, because it will be sent to everyone who registers for the webinar. So you, if you can't attend live, you still can have the entire experience sent to you. So go to AveMariaRadio.net, to that first page. Just click on the banner for that, and it will let you register for that totally free, again, but that registration allows you to get the link to attend tonight or to have it sent to you. You don't have to choose. It'll go both ways. And you will be able to participate in A More Peaceful Family by Christmas, both the webinar and the actual Advent grace.
There you go. So mm-hmm. check it out. Hope to see you there tonight. And in the meantime, we are taking your calls about change. May the changes that you want to make, the changes that you have to make, the changes that have been thrust upon you, or the changes that you're trying to help someone you care about make. How do we handle all that gracefully? Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, well, how could some theology help me change or deal with change? Well, you came to the right place. So here's the thing. When St. John Paul was Pope, he asked kind of a big question. Basically, he said, if we take a look at everything that God's given us, you know, scripture, salvation history, the creation even, you know, how could we discern universal principles that help us understand God's plan for human flourishing and healthy, holy relationships? And his answer to that question became what we call the theology of the body.
And when we're looking at the theology of the body and we look at change, we see that when people are struggling to make a change in their lives or in their relationships, they often assume, this is just how things are and nothing is ever going to change. I know I've fallen into that many times in my earlier years. But the theology of the body reminds us that grace makes change possible, and that God wants to use everything that happens to us to bring about the vision he has in store for our lives.
Well, exactly. You know, every day God is actively working to rebuild the lives we were created for. He's working to rebuild all of creation, in fact. But we have to cooperate with that grace. And in order to do that, we need to stop pretending that we know what to do and begin asking God to help us see the situation through his eyes.
That's absolutely right. And that's how we stop merely reacting to our circumstances out of frustration or impulse or fear, and instead begin cultivating the receptivity that lets us cooperate with the grace that God wants to extend to us.
Right. So when we're trying to make change, we want to begin by bringing that challenge to God every day. Lord, teach me how to respond to this problem, this change, in a way that glorifies you and helps me be my best self. Second, we need to identify the goal that he's placing on our heart, and then keep asking, all right, what's one small step I can take today toward that goal?
And when we stop trying to make change on our own, but ask God to lead us step by step through the changes he wants to make in our lives, things that seem impossible through our own power suddenly become possible.
And I want you to be encouraged, that because change is hard to make, right? And it does take longer than we'd like it to take for the most part. Or when change is being thrust on us, it takes a lot more energy than we'd like to give to it sometimes. But the reality is, change is possible. And we want to help you identify those next steps toward the changes that you are trying to make in your life or relationships, the changes that you need to make because change has been thrust upon you, or the changes you'd like to help someone you care about make in their lives. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you those situations where we either need to make a change, would like to make a change in some part of our life or relationships. And we ask you, Lord, to teach us how to respond to those events in ways that enable us to be our best selves, that enable us to know what you would have us do to facilitate those changes and lead us closer to you and the people you're calling us to be. Lord, give us the clarity to see those situations through your eyes. Give us the fortitude we need to persevere in the power of faith. And help us to let you lead and guide us instead of us just charging ahead on our own power, trying to make things happen through our own strength. And instead, Lord, lead us step by step, not just to the solutions that you have for us, but lead us in the way that you would have us go to get to those solutions, so that in all things we are growing closer to you and becoming more receptive to your will and grace in our lives. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled Change It Up, as we talk about those times when we either need to make a change, would like to make some change, or help someone else make a change in their lives. What's the next steps? Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Alex, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Nebraska.
Alex, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hey, thank you. Hey, so I am a 23-year-old young man. I'm living with my mother now and recently moved in with her, and I'm helping her out. She struggles with mental illness, and she was a lot of trauma, was poorly formed, and her life was very unmanageable, and I recently moved in with her and helping her out, and God is working in wonderful.
And Alex, did you move back in because, why did you move back in with your mom? Because it sounds like you were living independently before, and now you're back at home. So what were the circumstances around that?
Right. So she was in, well, so there's a lot to it. She was in a lot of financial trouble, a lot of debt, and
she was?
Well, yes.
Okay.
And there was a whole family situation, just mental illness playing itself out in other family members, and my mom's life was just a big mess. And
okay.
Well, and I was at a point where I wasn't entirely sure. I'm discerning a vocation, and I wasn't entirely sure where I was going in the next season of my life. And my mom had just tried to commit suicide, and so there was just so much chaos. And so I just thought, okay, I think this is where I need to go. I think I need to go back home, help mom out, and get her on her own two feet, and whatnot. Well, so that's why I moved in. And so,
right.
I mean, now that I say it, I mean, it sounds like it could have been a bad move. I don't know. I mean, I want to help my mom, but also I know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, a lot of good has happened. There's a lot of good fruit, certainly. But there's also challenge there, which is why I'm calling.
Sure.
I mean, I'm helping my mom, but it's very challenging. It's very taxing, and I want to make sure I don't burn out in all of this.
So are you working? Do you have a job at this point? Where are you at in your own life plans?
Right. So I moved in about 6 months ago, and we're about to move her. And so we're about to move. And so I just worked my last. We're about to move into an apartment. And move her, or we're moving her to a different city. So
okay,
I just had my last day of work on Friday. So technically, no, I'm not employed, but I work.
But you are up until Friday, and you can, so...
So yeah. There are lots of different ways I can go with this. So what's do you have a specific question you'd like us to respond to, or you just want us to comment generally on what you shared?
Right. So, I mean, ultimately, I'm looking for how do I keep good boundaries and make sure I don't burn out? I mean, that's ultimately what I'm looking for. How do I make sure I don't burn out in all of this?
And not just, I would hasten to say, as a mom, Alex, not just burn out, but not give up on your own life and future. You know, you're a 23-year-old man. Your mom's only 48. And please, Jesus, you both have a lot of life left, and she will have a better quality of life if you have gotten her sort of on this new road. But it's not 100% up to you. And God wants things for your life as well.
So Alex, you mentioned that to our screener that your mom has other supports as well. So, I mean, is she receiving kind of any kind of professional help? Is she participating in any kind of day hospital program, for example? Or how are her mental health issues being attended to?
So she sees a therapist and she sees a psychiatrist, and she's doing some cognitive behavioral therapy.
How often is she doing that?
She's in therapy every week. She sees a psychiatrist once every 3 months or so. And then the cognitive behavioral therapy, I think, I think that's...
That's probably part of the therapy.
I don't know how frequent that one is.
Okay. So the reason I'm asking that is because, you know, you can play a supportive role in your mom's life, but you can't be the family savior. You know, that she needs the kinds of mental health issues that you're describing, the suicidality and all that, that's all way bigger than you can manage. And so I think your job, if anything, is to try to help connect her with the wraparound support that she does need. I don't know if you're aware of something called a partial hospital program, a day hospital program, and basically what that is a place where she could go for more intensive therapy every day to get herself kind of stabilized. She wouldn't have to live there. She lives at home, but then goes for, you know, either the morning or the afternoon or the whole day to receive, you know, group therapy and individual therapy, med checks, that sort of thing, so she can become stabilized and really start to live a healthier life and not need to have you there all the time.
And even just participating in that, on top of all of the services that that provides, that gets her out every day, it gets her dressed, it gets her into a place where she's communicating with other people, and that alone has multiple mental health benefits for her and takes a lot of the pressure off of you because you're not her only source of relationship.
I think that, you know, whatever the situation is, you need to give yourself a time limit to say, look, I can be here for X number of months, right, or the X period of time. And in that period of time, what we need to do is have a plan where we've got stuff around you, Mom, to be able to make sure that you stay on the road to recovery. But then I have to be out one way or the other at the end of that time period. During that time period, though, you still need to make sure that you've got time for your regular job, time to discern what God is calling you to in this next chapter of your life, some time for your own relationships. It's you're not there, as I said, to be the family savior. You're there to kind of facilitate the supports that your mom's going to need long term in order to be able to stay on the road to recovery. You can't look at this and say, well, I have to be here until I can see that mom's doing well. Because that may not happen. With a chronic mental illness, that can take a lot of time. The best you can do is make sure that the supports are in place that would enable her to stay on the road toward recovery. And then in the meantime, you're taking care of your job, making time for discernment, making time for social relationships for yourself, and not making your entire life about saving Mom, but rather being there to support Mom and make sure that she has the other supports she needs to stay on the road.
And that then you are distancing yourself more from that. You are actually physically not going to be living with her all the time, because that's going to be too limiting for you as a 23-year-old man.
I would
that
see-
you have things put in place where if they need a decision or some kind of, you know, instruction, you can do that from a bit of a distance, but you don't have to be present all the time.
If it's at all possible, I would suggest that it would be good for you to be in some counseling yourself to make sure that you're maintaining good boundaries. If you'd like to work with us to make sure that you're, you know, getting that faithful support, you can reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com for that. But Alex, I hope that these suggestions will get you started, and if there's more that we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out at CatholicCounselors.com, and we'd be willing to walk with you through this next step of it. But you're doing a beautiful thing, and I want to thank you for your call. 877-573-7825 is the number. Today's show is titled Change It Up, as we talk about dealing with change, whether that change is being thrust on you, or it's a change you'd like to make, or a change you'd like to help somebody else make. Let us help you make those changes gracefully. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls. Plus, we'll be joined by Father Thomas Loya of the Tabor Life Institute when we come back after this break.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. The land of our Lord and our Lady is calling us. We're heading back to the Holy Land over Christmas break this year. We have the best, most reliable guides and services awaiting us. The holy sites are open, and the local Christians are anxious to see us. Galilee, Jerusalem, Nazareth, Bethlehem. No crowds, no lines. Hope you can join us.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
Are you longing to hear God's voice? Lord, Teach Me to Pray, the free Ignatian prayer series, will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking, and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord, Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, the show is titled Change It Up, as we talk about change, the changes you want to make, need to make, the changes that have been pushed on you, or the changes that you'd like to see other people make, and how to help them do it. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Father Thomas Loya of the Tabor Life Institute. Father Loya, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you. I see that things haven't changed here. They're still doing well.
Well, thank you very much, and we're glad you think so. But you wanted to talk about how to connect the graces of the upcoming Advent season, especially if we're trying to make the changes that God is calling us to make in our lives.
Yes, naturally, as a priest and pastor, I'm going to point to the wisdom and the strength of the church, kind of right in the wings of the church and its liturgical seasons, which really are very helpful. For example, Advent. Advent is a time of renewal, of bringing peace, of anticipating the Prince of Peace, and trying to bring about peace where there is none. That's the most important thing. It's not just in the decorating and the celebration. It's about bringing peace, especially in our relationships. In order to do that, especially when there's some tough situations, we're going to need God's grace. We open to God's grace by doing what Advent very originally, and still does have that piece of it, of divesting ourselves. In other words, abstaining. A divesting is a cleaning up, cleaning a house of our souls, cleaning a house of our lives, literally cleaning house, you know, getting rid of stuff in our souls, opening ourselves to grace, using more silence, because that's how God really is able let's say how he prefers to come into us. We can't just say, okay, God, help me. You have to be able to be disposed, to dispose ourselves to God. And he really does rush into that. When we expose ourselves to God in that way, we cleanse ourselves, open ourselves through prayer, silence, and just crying out to him, he will respond. So we got to do that first. We need this grace, because a lot of these situations, let's face it, especially around the holidays, are very difficult with families and relationships. Mm-hmm. Second one is, let's use again the spirituality of this season. It's the spirituality of gift, which is the spirituality of the theology of the body. How can I be a gift to this person who comes to that Thanksgiving dinner or that comes home from college and I have some strained relationship with? How can I be a gift to them? What do they need me to be in that moment? Especially if you're trying to repair some relationships. Don't force it. Don't force an outcome. Don't try to win an argument. Don't try to prove something wrong. Just be present to them. Try to draw out of them where they're really at. Just ask a lot of questions. Be an open slate. That's the first step. You have to take these reconciliations and reparations in stages. You can't force it. I know we want it to be good, and sometimes mm-hmm. you rush into that. But take it in stages. Open up. Be open and present to that person. And draw their feelings and things out of them. Just affirm them. Offer some thoughts for them. And you kind of let it go at that. Then let that be the first stage if there's a reconciliation that you're attempting here, especially during these seasons where we do come together and a lot of times we clash, you know, and because you've got these differences and these hurts and so on. So open yourself to grace, open yourself to a person.
Well, and what I'm really hearing you say is something we've been talking about this whole time, which is that, you know, when we want to make a change or when we're worried about some situation, we just kind of want to rush in there and handle it all ourselves. And what we're all saying really is, before we do that, step back and make some space for God and ask him how he wants us to respond to it so that we can respond gracefully. Father Loya, thanks so much for being with us. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, I encourage them to go to the Tabor Life Institute at taborlife.org, taborlife.org. And we're taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. Let's talk about change when we come back.
Teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. In the Bread of Life discourse, documented in John chapter 6, Jesus states that he is the bread of life, and that his flesh is true food and his blood true drink. The Jews were scandalized in verse 52. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus does not back down, but reiterates this teaching four more times over the next four verses. Many left in verse 66 because this teaching was truly difficult. But at no point does Jesus water down his teaching and call them back. No, he allows them to leave, and even questions his 12 apostles if they too wish to leave. Jesus intended to be understood literally, and the Jews, apostles, and the Catholic Church absolutely take him at his word. Examining the truth of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
When we ask our Father to give us this day our daily bread, are we merely asking for daily nourishment? We are, says the Catholic Catechism, indeed asking the Father who gives us life for the material and spiritual nourishment which life requires. But we are asking for much more. Those who seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness, God has promised to give all else besides. Since everything belongs to God, he who possesses God possesses everything, if he himself is not found wanting before God. The drama of hunger in the world, therefore, calls upon all Christians to exercise responsibility toward their needy brethren, both in their behavior and in their solidarity with the human family. This petition also applies to another hunger from which people are perishing, thirst for the word of the Lord and for Catholics receiving his body in the Eucharist, which is our daily bread. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popcheck. Our children don't belong to us. They belong to God. God gives his earthly children earthly parents because he wants them to be able to feel his love through your body and see his face in your eyes. Christian moms and dads are meant to be the face of God to our kids. That's a beautiful thought, but it can be a little intimidating. Don't worry. God wants to parent with you. And he gives us his grace to raise his kids well. That said, this mindset requires us to be open to parenting differently than how we were raised or what comes naturally to us. No matter how good your parents were, they weren't as perfect as our Heavenly Father is. And no matter how well we turned out, we aren't saints. Yet, every day, ask God to help you be the parent He wants you to be. Ask Him to give you the grace to love generously, correct gently, and let your kids know that you delight in the gift they are to you. Pray that God will help you be the parent He's calling you to be and enable you to bring out the best in your kids. To learn more, check out our book, Parenting Your Kids with Grace, or visit CatholicHOM.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, the show is titled Change It Up, as we talk about those changes we'd like to make in our life or relationships. The changes that are sometimes being thrust on us that we have to deal with whether we want to or not. And those changes that we'd like to see other people make. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. With that, let's go to Kathy, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Iowa. Kathy, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi. I was calling to get some advice on how to handle a situation that my husband and I find ourselves in.
Sure.
With our oldest son, he's 23. He recently got married about a year and a half ago and has a baby. He's in a, we feel, not the best situation. His wife has some mental issues that she needs to work through and doesn't feel like he's in a controlling relationship. And we love them so much and just want to help them, but don't really know how to approach it. And maybe it's something that we just need to change for ourselves. But looking for guidance on how to navigate this situation.
So what's your relationship like with them now? How often do you see them? Is it cordial? Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes. So we our son was very close to us growing up. We see them probably once a month. They live a couple hours away. We see them about once a month. We do anything and everything to see them. His wife, I don't know that she means to do this, but she kind of is, she's controlling, and we find it hard to be able to get together with them just because of that situation. Like, they aren't open to seeing us all the time. So we just try to, be open and ready to go and see them whenever they allow it. But it's very hard, and it's very hard to see our son in that situation. I don't know that, I think he knows that there is a problem, but I don't think he has the courage right now to do anything about it. And it's just very hard.
So when you say controlling, can you give me an example of what you mean?
Yes. Just like for Thanksgiving, they will be going to her family's, not ours. It's everything is based on what she wants to do. And he doesn't ever stand up to her that we know of. He's a peacemaker. He doesn't want to rock the boat. And so he just goes along with whatever she wants to do. But we know that he's not probably happy in that situation.
Has he said that to you?
No, he does not say he's not happy. He does not. I think more he tries to really convey that he is happy, but I know deep down inside it's probably got to really weigh on him, but he loves her. He's a very good husband, very good father. So it's hard for him to...
I want to ask, the example you gave was, you know, going to her place for Thanksgiving, her family's for Thanksgiving. I mean, that's obviously not an unusual situation where, you know, kids have to, you know, split things up. So when you say that's an example of her being controlling, I'm trying to understand that.
Okay. I should probably go into that more. He has been, he used to be very very involved with his friends, with his family, and we just see her, we just see that changing. He doesn't hang out with any of his old friends, and I know that part of that is just growing up, but I feel like he's very isolated in what he can and cannot do.
Is he pushing you guys away? Like, I mean, do you talk to him? How is he doing that?
He is by he just. We can never get together with him. And I know that part of that is him growing up, but she just...
Well, yeah, that's what... So what I'm trying to get at, I guess, Okay. All right, well, so, you know, obviously you need to tread lightly here, you know, because you're not getting any direct feedback from him saying that he's unhappy. And so, you know, anytime, you know, and of course, as parents of adult kids, we feel like we know our kids and we know, you know, how they're dealing with things. But it's very easy to kind of project our own stuff onto them and start solving problems that either they're not ready to solve or that aren't actually even there, which then makes them feel pressured and then makes them push even further away. So what I want you to really focus on is trying your best to build even a superficial but positive, open relationship with both of them, by texting and saying, "Hey, you know, just keep chatty, regular texts."
Yeah, group text, not just expect to be able to text your son and have her feel included, but an actual group text.
Yeah, so so she and your son are both on the text. You and your husband are both on that, and then you just kind of check in every day. Hey, this is such as going on. You know, this is what happened. We were thinking about you. We're praying for this. Anything you want?
How's
to
your day
mind?
Going?
You know,
yeah,
just keeping it open, friendly, chatty. You know, keeping those lines of communication open in a friendly, superficial even way, because that's how you build that relationship that if there is a problem, you can start to pick up on it, or it lets him know that he can reach out to you and you're there. The problem that I'm seeing is that you're feeling the loss of that connection with your son, right? Which is perfectly natural, right? But then those feelings can get tangled up in whether there's really something else going on in his life or not. I mean, you know, you said he's newly married, he's got a new baby, his wife has some other health issues, mental health issues that she's struggling with right now.
That's a lot. That's a lot for him to be dealing with in any given 24-hour period. And when you're a young man with a young family who's got stuff every day, and then, you know, her issues on top of it, the hours just run out, and the energy just runs out. And so you kind of hope and pray that your mom and dad will just hold that place for you and not expect too much from you, but come alongside of you in any way that is supportive and is loving. And right now, that lighthearted, loving communication says, we're here, we're waiting until you get your head above water, but we're here. If you need anything, we're here, and we love you, and we're not going to put more weight on you while you're making this big life transition of being a young husband and father.
And you know, look, we're parents of adult kids, too, and so, I mean, I get what you're dealing with, right? I understand this, but we have to be really careful to not try to solve problems that our kids haven't come to us with yet. It's okay. Now, you know, if you have the kind of relationship where you're talking to him, you know, a couple of times a week, and he's saying, you know, I'm just really struggling with this, Mom. I don't know what to do, you know. Okay, then the door is open to talk about that stuff, right? But otherwise, you have to be very careful about bringing things up and saying, you know, your wife seems kind of controlling and you're not doing the things you used to do. I mean, you know, if you were having that regular conversation and he's saying, you know, I'm feeling a little bit lonely, a little bit isolated, say, well, you know, you used to hang out with your friends more. What's going on there? You could ask that question, right? And maybe if you're doing the kind of texting thing that we're talking about, you can get to that place, right?
Little bits at a time.
But to just kind of come out of the blue and say, you know, I'm concerned because these things aren't happening, that just ends up putting more pressure on them and making them feel like you're judging them or not approving of their life, which then makes them put more distance because they need space to be able to create their own life. And we as parents of adult kids can either support that or we can appear to be obstacles to that. And the more we come off as obstacles to that, the more they put distance between us. So my encouragement to you is to do whatever you can to keep up a light, friendly, positive relationship with both your son and his wife, that you do whatever you can to appear supportive. Not like you're saying, you know, you would like to get together more. Sure. But, you know, I would like to see you not making it about when can you see us.
Yeah, because that's meet my need is right? The message you're giving both.
And more, how can we help? You know, is there something we can do to be helpful to you? Is there is there something going on that you'd like our help with? You know, that's another way to address that question of can we get together more often without making it about you, right? Because our job as parents of adult kids is to help support them in launching. And so, you know, the more we can come off as supportive in that way, the more they want us to be around because they see us as, you know, there to help them get on their own 2 feet.
And even little things that you can do, you know, gift cards to DoorDash so that when she's exhausted at the end of a day, they have food. Or if you live, you know, in a way that you can get food over to them in some way. You know, little things that, you know, if you have time to do something that would take some of the burden off, that's very practical.
Even from a distance.
Like, even from a distance. You know, pay for a month of house cleaning or something that says, hey, we really care and we wish we could just be there all the time to make your life easier and more pleasant. This is a little gift so that you feel supported.
But definitely the tone you want to take here is how can we be here to support you? You know, of course we'd love to see you, but we also understand that you've got a lot on your plate and that there's a lot going on. We don't want to make this about us. We want to make this about supporting you guys and helping you feel like we're here to help you, you know, get on top of whatever you need to be on top of. So what can we do? And make it about that. The more you can take that supportive approach, the more they're going to open the doors to you. The more you make it about, well, how come you can't see us yet? And when can you see us again?
That's just one more thing for a struggling young couple to have to handle.
And you don't want to feel like just one more thing on their plate, right? And so a lot of it has to do with the way we present it, as opposed to how they really think about you. So, Kathy, I hope that these suggestions will get you started. We do talk about this more in our book, Having Meaningful, Sometimes Difficult Conversations with Our Adult Sons and Daughters. It's not a book just about talking to kids about things. It's a book about how do you build the kind of relationship with your adult kids that makes them receptive to the things you want to say, to the relationship that you'd like to have. Also, on the Catholic Home app, we have a whole channel for parents of adult kids and grandparents. So if you'd like to get regular coaching through these kinds of questions, you can download the Catholic HOM app and ask your questions there, plus get tons of resources to help with bringing the grandkids to the Lord. So that's Catholic HOM, stands for Households on Mission. You can get it wherever you get your apps to get ongoing coaching and resources to bring your family closer together. So check it out, and thanks again for the call. If there's more we can do to support you, listeners, in helping to make changes in your life or relationships, deal with changes that have been thrust upon you, or help someone you care about make a change, let's talk it out together at 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Philippians chapter 1, verse 6.
He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion.
I love this verse, and it's just an encouraging verse to remind us that, you know, when we keep bringing those changes back to God and saying, Lord, teach me how to respond to this situation in a way that would glorify you, that would help me be my best, that would, you know, help me challenge the people around me to be their best too, God will bring that work to completion if we keep bringing that back to him and asking him to lead us and guide us through the changes we're trying to make or the changes we have to make. Philippians 1:6, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. With that, we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. We're talking about change, the changes you'd like to make in your life or relationships, the changes that you have to deal with that have been kind of pushed on you and you're not sure how to manage it gracefully, the changes you'd like to help someone you care about make. 877-573-7825. Back with your calls coming up right after the break.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Are you feeling overwhelmed lately, carrying burdens no one else seems to see?
You're not alone. And this Giving Tuesday, Ave Maria Radio wants to offer you a special gift.
On December 2nd, we're dedicating a special Mass and lifting up the prayer intentions of our entire radio family.
You've been there for us, helping us proclaim the gospel and share God's love with others.
And now we want to be there for you.
So visit AveMariaRadio.net to share your prayer requests.
And on December 2nd, let's lift each other up in hope.
As we approach Thanksgiving, a time to gather with loved ones, we're reminded of our responsibility to safeguard their future. Life's uncertainties can arise without warning, and without a clear legal plan, your wishes may go unfulfilled, leaving your family unprotected. At mycatholicwill.com/ave, you can create your will at no cost for the privacy of your home. The process is straightforward. Go to mycatholicwill.com/ave and prioritize your family's peace of mind.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Change It Up, as we talk about dealing with change, whether it's a change you'd like to make in your life or relationships, a change that's been forced on you and you're like that you'd like to try to manage better, or a change you're trying to help someone you care about make. 877-573-7825. As I was sharing earlier, if you'd like to make a change in your family life and see how to have a more peaceful family by Christmas, we hope that you'll join us tonight, November 19th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to discover how parents and kids can use the grace of the Advent season to create a more loving, connected, and caring family life. The webinar is free. It's sponsored by Ave Maria Radio. So if you want to go over to AveMariaRadio.net, click on the banner you'll find there for A More Peaceful Family by Christmas and register. We'll send you the link. And if you can't make it tonight, that's all right. You'll get the recording of it as well so that you can check it out whenever you'd like. Either way, you'll get practical tips for really using the next few weeks of the Advent season to draw closer to your kids, to your spouse, and to God, making room in your heart and your home to experience more of Christ's love in the coming weeks. That's A More Peaceful Family by Christmas tonight, November 19th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
It's very easy to think that Advent will come, all the Christmas preparation will happen, and it will suddenly magically appear. The connectedness, the sense of God in our home, the sense of love in our home will just magically appear because, you know, we've prepped for Christmas. It doesn't work that way. In fact, a lot of the things we do can push that possibility farther away and leave us with frustration and disappointment. We're going to show you tonight how to make sure that that does not happen for your family and instead let Advent and Christmas lead you to a more happy, healthy, connected, and holy family.
Again, the name of the webinar, A More Peaceful Family by Christmas. You can register for free at AveMariaRadio.net and then check it out tonight, November 19th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You know, we were taking a call from Marina, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas. She wasn't able to stay on the line, but it's an important question, and we wanted to get to it before we have to leave for the day. She was saying that she's struggling with letting go of resentment in her marriage. They celebrated their 34th anniversary recently. That there was, her husband had committed infidelity about 15 years ago, and that's been on her mind recently, and it's kind of poisoning things for her, and she was hoping for some advice on how to really make that change.
And I think that this is something that we see so often in couples who have experienced some kind of infidelity and stayed together, even over a long period of time. And often there's this conflict because it's been so many years since the infidelity happened, so why is it something that's still stressing our marriage?
So a lot of it depends on how you work to heal that affair. Because a lot of times people think that when the affair is done and the affair partner has recommitted to the marriage, then that's all there is to it, and you just kind of pick up and move on. And unfortunately, there are other stages that need to be addressed in order to really completely heal. And even if you've gone through those stages, things will happen in the course of the relationship that sometimes bring back those old traumatic memories. And an affair is traumatic, especially to the partner who's been cheated on. And, you know, it will come back at various times, those unpleasant memories. So let's talk about how to deal with that. What I would suggest to you, Marina, is that there's something going on in the relationship that's making you feel insecure. And that feeling of insecurity is bringing you back to the time where you were trying to recover from your husband's infidelity. And rather than focusing on the affair and going to him and saying, let's talk about the infidelity that happened 15 years ago, I'd like you to take some time in prayer to reflect on what's going on in the relationship now that's making me feel less than secure, that's making me feel less connected to my husband than I would like to be, that's making me feel like we're not doing the work on the marriage that we would need to do. And then approach him with that, to say, you know, this has been going on lately and I'd like to be able to figure out how we could respond to it better. Or I've been feeling detached from you lately and I'd like us to be able to do X, Y, and Z to reconnect. Or I feel like, you know, I've got questions about A, B, and C. But it's not about the affair. The affair is what's coming up because you feel insecure in the present about something that's going on now. And you're going to get more mileage out of that conversation than trying to bring up the thing that happened back then. I'm not saying you can't talk about the affair, but the reaction you're going to get from your husband is, why are you bringing this up now 15 years later?
Yeah, it's going to bring up all the hurt without a way out of the hurt. And when you can pray about, okay, what am I feeling insecure about? Am I seeing something that was familiar? Is he being less communicative? Is he being more distant? Is there something going on in my heart that needs more attention from him? When you can pray about that and then say, I know I would feel more reassured and closer to my husband if we did A, B, and C. You want to come to the conversation with him with not just what you're experiencing now, but ideas for a road to a more positive experience with him. And you can ask him, and what would make you feel closer to me? What do we need to be doing so that we can build our marriage, make it stronger, feel closer, feel more in love with each other? That is going to be very reassuring to you when you do that.
Going back to what I was saying before, though, about a lot of this depending on what you did to heal it in the first place,
yeah.
There are some things that couples will miss, even when they're working with a therapist, that have to happen in order for a couple to really recover from infidelity. You know, beyond the affair ending and beyond the couple needing to work on just strengthening their marriage in the present, the other thing that needs to happen is that one of the reasons affairs occur is because the person who cheated tends not to be very good at expressing their feelings, tends not to like to address conflict directly, tends to stuff a lot of things. And because of that, they tend to kind of shut down and withdraw a lot. And so to really recover from infidelity, the person who cheated needs help learning how to express their feelings more directly, become more comfortable managing conflict openly, become more comfortable expressing their needs directly. And unless that happened, that could be part of what is making you feel insecure. You know, you're seeing him shut down again. You're seeing him avoiding conflict. You're seeing him not saying things. And that can bring you back to that time where you felt like he was, you know, when he was cheating on you and feeling insecure because of that. So if that's ringing a bell, you're going to want to seek some professional help to work on that piece of things as well. So I would say there's a twofold answer here. The first one is identifying what's going on in the present that you need to address to reassert that connection with your husband, or address whatever problems are making you feel less secure in the relationship now. But then also look and see, you know, are you getting the kind of feedback and openness and transparency and communication that you'd like from him? If not, in general, then I would say that it's time to revisit some good, faithful counseling to be able to help you work through those issues so that moving forward, you can have the openness and the intimacy you're looking for. If you'd like some help with that, then I'd encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. It's a thing, something we do a lot of, and we'd be happy to help you get the rest of the way in your healing, Marina. Thank you for the call. And folks, if you are struggling with a change that you are trying to make, or a change that you have to deal with, we are here to help you find faith-filled ways to respond to those changes and make and keep the change. Learn more at CatholicCounselors.com. We'll hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.